89 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk, all day. It is Friday the 21st of November. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. Would you listen in to Aaron Green? Why? I believe Newry in Long Island. I heard word that somebody was on Newry Beach who wasn't supposed to be on Newry Beach. I think Newry in Long Island on a half excursion, half assessment campaign. I'm holding the show down today. You got me for the next hour, and we are talking about what's in the news. The numbers to call, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316. That's 325-4316. 325-4259. 325-4259. Or 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720 for Family Island listeners, toll free. It's toll free for Family Island listeners. And the text line, as always, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. I got the papers in front of me last night. I took down some headlines to talk about today. Minister of National Security, Defense, Police involved shooting. Bahamas Power and Light has signed a contract with the IADB Bank. Power outages on New Providence have decreased by 86%. And then an older story, Bahama Grid looking for a new CEO. As well as Contractors Association President warns of high-risk scenario and building code violations after fish fry fire. But then I picked up today's papers and I don't know. When you see a story with the same headline in both papers, maybe that's the story we're going to start with. Here we go. Quote, many persons have called me daddy. Close quotes. Amid calls from the Free National, we're reading from the Nassau Guardian. Amid calls from the Free National Movement for the resignation of Neil Campbell, a returning officer for the Golden Isles by-election, Prime Minister Philip Davis yesterday said he sees no need to remove him as safeguards are in place to protect the electoral process. Campbell has said he calls Davis his, quote, adoptive father, close quotes, is the cousin of FNM leader Michael Pintard and childhood friend of FNM candidate Golden Isles Brian Brown. Quote, this is a small country and I know many persons in this country, close quotes, Davis said when asked about the issue on the sidelines of the 2025 Energy Summit at the British Colonial Hotel. Quote, many persons have called me daddy, many. That's because of who I am as a person. It has nothing to do with them being influenced to do anything for me. We're going to continue to page 7. Again, that's because of who I am as a person. It has nothing to do with them being influenced to do anything for me. Quote, they have a job to do, and I'm satisfied that the job will be done in accordance with the law, close quotes. On Wednesday, FNM Chairman Dwayne Sands wrote to Parliamentary Commissioner Harrison Thompson asking that Campbell be removed from his position. Let's stick a pin right there. For all students preparing to take exams at this time, the correct answer is not many persons have called me daddy. That is not the correct answer. That is not what you're supposed to say at a time like this. Let me tell you why. Okay? So when Campbell says he calls Davis his, quote, I'm reading directly from the article, quote, adoptive father, close quotes, is the cousin of F&M leader Michael Pintard and childhood friend of F&M candidate in Golden Isles, Brian Brown. So what? So what? Are you in any way related to the independent candidate? No? Right, see? See, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. All of these responses from all of these people in places, in positions of authority, they are all incorrect. That's not what you put on the exam. We're talking about the electoral process. It doesn't matter where the question is asked. The answer that is required is specific, both like in substance and in style and tone. No, the correct answer to any question is not, many persons have called me daddy. I'm going to read from the Tribune article. Let me see if I feel a little differently when I read this one. Many persons have called me daddy. Again, same headline. Prime Minister Davis brushed aside calls to push for the removal of Golden Isles returning officer Neil Campbell yesterday, declaring, quote, many persons have called me daddy, close quotes. Mr. Davis said there is no reason to dismiss Mr. Campbell, who recently referred to him as his, quote, adopted father, close quotes, a remark the Free National Movement argues establishes a clear conflict of interest ahead of Monday's by-election. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, because here's the thing. Is he your adopted father? Did the man actually adopt you? The response is entirely inappropriate, and it is the response itself that jeopardizes the integrity of the system. Give me a second. Let's go to the phone line. Let me let the words ruminate in my head for a little bit. Good morning, caller. You there?
Hey, morning, Miss Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Well, I'm on. Okay, I really don't see the issue. We really at that point now in the country now where all these things going on, right? That we have a problem with someone calling someone daddy?
Yes, let me tell you why. Because it's an electoral process, and there must be no even suggestion of it, because the electoral process is sacred, right? Don't mind the madness that the politicians perpetuate. Public servants are not politicians, right? It is totally both the statement, the claim, and the prime minister's response. See, the public servant's statement and the prime minister's response suggests that they believe that politics belongs to political parties. And they believe that elections belong to political parties. And they get to define the scope of the space and what can happen in it. You see, the same way we have another problem arising around the process at the advance poll. And it should arise because what do you mean that candidates agree on a procedure? A procedure should be established and documented in law. And if you're going to change it, right, you have a formal process to assess the existing provisions to determine whether you're going to change them for the next election cycle.
So, but you can't so be okay if you were to call him uncle?
No, it wouldn't be okay either. None of it. Any term that suggests familiarity is off the table. It's inappropriate. That people just be doing foolishness does not make that foolishness acceptable. I'm telling you, I am stunned that the Prime Minister...
We ain't got nothing to do.
No, we don't have anything to do. Obviously, by the way the politicians are carrying on.
But all these things going on, that's the issue?
Yes, because you are not ensuring the integrity of your electoral process. But there's only one instance in which that's okay. That's the instance where the integrity of the electoral process is of no concern, right? That's the only way. And it could only be of no concern because it is considered an exclusive party that only politicians get to go to, only politicians get to enjoy, only politicians get to define and describe.
Well, Ms. Green, the PM, he didn't get offended about it. I could see the issue if he got offended about the statement. But
hold on, pause. What do you mean you don't see an issue because the PM didn't get offended about it? The PM, you mean Mr. Brave Davis?
Yes, Mr.
It don't matter about it don't matter about Mr. Brave Davis, right? The question is it offensive to the office of the Prime Minister? And that's what the problem is. It doesn't matter. Nobody is the Prime Minister's son. Nobody. The office of the Prime Minister has no children. Yeah.
Okay. We are totally, some of us are totally ignorant to what's going on and why it's incorrect. So could you please properly explain to the public why is it so incorrect for the statement to be made?
I'll reiterate my explanation and I got to move on to the other callers, right?
Yeah.
Public officers, right, particularly those assigned to this space, must measure their words and their speech so as not to say anything that suggests a breach, a familiarity that suggests, right, a familiarity that could prejudice the process. That's the officer's responsibility. The officer could have identified, acknowledged, exposed his relationship to all of these individuals without using the term adopted father. Unless, of course, Mr. Davis is actually his adopted father. Like, he adopted him legally. It is reckless, and it prejudices or calls into question the integrity of the electoral system. See, I'm not just looking at what is. I'm also looking at what is supposed to be. That's it.
I got you.
Yeah. It is inappropriate. And it would have been inappropriate if that individual was on a rally stage. It's inappropriate if he's in a public setting where it could be heard by members of the public. He could say it in a private setting all he wants. But if somebody records it and exposes it, that's also a problem. The burden is on the public officer to measure their speech. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Grant.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, producer.
Morning, morning.
Daddy, my daddy is the, my daddy, majority rule daddy, is the liver. I watched my daddy speak yesterday at the rally.
Hold on. I thought your daddy was McPhee.
Yeah, I thought my political daddy was.
Oh.
My majority rule daddy. But that's one of them.
Okay, hold on. Pause.
I'm in the 21st century.
I have another inquiry.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I accept modern day daddy.
Right.
Why are you calling, I mean, what is the rationale? Why you attach, what's the word you use, majority rule to it? Brave Davis had something to do with majority rule? Or are we talking about somebody entirely
Listen to me. When I say majority rule party continues.
Oh, okay.
Well,
so you say
who was the leader?
Okay, I thought you said majority rule daddy.
Yeah. He's the daddy for this time in majority rule. He's the leader. He's the daddy. I listen.
I rebuke.
Mind you, I picked it up on your humor.
I rebuking that?
I picked it up on your humor.
Uh-huh.
And you tickling me when I was listening to you.
Okay.
This daddy thing.
I got you.
On a serious note, you know what I mean.
Good stuff. I got another caller.
All right.
I almost fall out. You catch me. You catch me good. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Hi.
You know, we used to have a papa, but anyone in that position, we call them a papa and like that. That's, you know what I mean? That's like, even if he was in that position and he called Human mint, Ingram Papa, that's still been, you know what I mean, that's loyalty.
Okay.
That's a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm imagining so. Okay, go on.
You know, and then who do we call in the Bayman binocular today? Daddy is overlord.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? A gang boss.
Yes.
That's what daddy is. So he don't, that's, you know what I mean? He won't change his name from Brave to Daddy.
Knows
his daddy. You know what I mean? They gangsters call him daddy.
It's inappropriate. Thank you, caller. Thank you. Just before I go there, I need to make this public announcement. Caller, you there? Morning. Caller, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just give me 3 seconds. I'm coming straight to you, right? Recently, I saw an ad put out by the former Prime Minister Hubert Minnis. And I want to make this public statement to Mr. Minnis and to all potential candidates and incumbents. Some content is just not for you. Man, call I tell you, hold on, man. Some content is not for you. I saw the Prime Minister using the term 6-7 in a video with some young people. Stop it, sir. That term 6-7 has many meanings. One of those meanings should never, ever, ever, ever be used by a politician, let alone a former prime minister. Stop. Do not ever use the term 6-7. One of its meanings is totally and wholly inappropriate. I don't even want to repeat it on air. Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. You have a little, I think you have a little water in your line. Hold on, caller, I'm going to have to ask you to call back. Your call is so disrupted. Try 325-4316 or 325-4259. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And to the nation. You know, Ms. Green, the caller just before me when you put me on hold made a point that I was calling to say.
Okay.
We had the whole entire F&M party and 50% of the nation calling Mr. Ingram Popper.
I was mad then, too.
Nobody saw an issue with that.
I did.
Nobody.
I did, and I talked about it.
Made a major deal out of it.
I ain't major, but I did make a deal out of it.
Call somebody daddy or whatever have you. I don't see where that becomes a major issue in politics. I mean, everybody have a daddy, whether it's their spiritual father, whether it's their political father, whether it is their natural father, you know, everybody has a daddy, or everybody
okay.
calls
you true.
Somebody
hold
daddy.
On. We,
even you, Miss Green.
Hold on. Pause. I have a father. His name is Bernard Green. That's who I call daddy, right? If you're talking about a spiritual father, you mean God, right? Because everything else is blasphemy. Everything and anything else is blasphemy. When you say spiritual father, you mean God, right? Because anything else is madness. Everybody has a father, whether that father has been identified or not, whether they know them or not, everybody has a father. They don't need Brave Davis or Hubert Ingram to be their daddy. And just because the protest or critique did not register in your mind, it does not mean that it didn't exist. Many people critiqued and called to our attention the dangers, the problematic nature of referring to a leader as Papa or Daddy. The most prevalent example, Papa Doc. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron, what's up, man?
Everything's good. How you do?
I think your caller's getting this whole thing twisted when they call an Ingram Papa.
Mm-hmm.
This guy who called the Prime Minister Daddy, look at his capacity in this election. I mean, our elections, it's one of the most sacred institutions in the country. Don't do nothing to damage that or to make it seem like there's something untoward. And the mere fact that he called in the Prime Minister daddy, not to mention he's a campaign general with the Prime Minister and his boss is running in the election. That, the three of those issues together, that's the problem.
What?
And not just that. Which big grown man will call an ex-man daddy? You got one pound, that's it. Call him any other man, daddy.
Yeah, I mean, unless it's your stepfather or your adopted father or your grandfather took care of you. You call daddy. The person you call daddy is the person that took care of you. That's
up to you. You call it a big gray man, daddy. You was a big man, and you call it an ex-man, daddy. Fine.
What did the bait say? Do something for me, because how it go, bro? How it go, daddy? Do something for me, because I ain't got no money. It's in the culture, you know, it's in the music. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Concerning the remarks of Prime Minister, everybody calls me daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Only the Haitians call
everybody. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Are you there? I think we lost that caller. Good morning, caller.
Yes, all of that will be cleared up because the F&M is desperate for power.
Okay. Okay. Good morning, caller. Caller, you hear the music. We got to go to a break. So if you could hold, if not, we'll be right back after this break.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Join the Bahamas Heart Association for its inaugural golf tournament, proudly presented by Visa and Fidelity Bank on Sunday, November 30th at the spectacular Royal Blue Golf Club. Every swing brings hope and healing to young hearts. Gather your team and play with purpose or make a donation. Tee off for Tiny Hearts, because every heartbeat deserves a chance. For more details, contact the Sir Victor Sassoon Heart Foundation at sassoonheartfoundation.org.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Murray. I'm sure this buddy either on his way to Long Island or he in Long Island. I saw a message on my phone say, Green, I may have missed the mailboat. I guess start swimming now. We're going to transition. We got some more stories on the board. But producer, let's take this caller. Caller, good morning.
Yes, good morning, everyone. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So how are you?
Fine, thank you. Good morning to the nation. Mm-hmm. Aaron, mm-hmm. Is bay a part of our local dialect or local colloquialism, as we call it?
Yeah, B-E-Y, B-H-U-I, B-U-I, mm. Bay, yeah.
No more spelling. Mm-hmm. So is daddy.
No.
And in particular, amongst the young people. Yes, Aaron, I'm not asking you. I have a son as well.
But what is it? Hold on, but what does it mean? Pause. What does it mean? What does it mean? Antoine, I can touch the button. Antoine, I can touch the button.
That's fine.
Good. Thank you. Thank you for your permission to touch the button. So, the use of daddy by young people. The guy, young man, say, how it go, bro? How it go, daddy? Do something for me, because I ain't got no money. What is the expectation in this relationship? Obviously, there's a power dynamic. The person who's called daddy have more money than the person who is not called daddy, right? So let's get into it. Prep the next caller. Call, I come in. I can do this quick. There's a power dynamic there. The person who is called daddy is the one who has the power, right? See, when I read the Global Youth Health Report, and it identified the percentage of young girls who said that they are being solicited for sex constantly, and the percentage of young boys who said that they have been exploited, right? So let's get into that space right there. Exploited. These young people are being exploited in this daddy-son relationship. How it go, bro? How it go, daddy? Do something for me, because I ain't got no money. So yes, daddy is common in our language, from Papa Doc to Ingram to today, but its meaning has not changed. And that is why it is inappropriate for the Prime Minister to say that plenty people call me daddy in response to a public servant saying there is no material issue because this boy is like my adopted daddy and this boy is my cousin and I grew up with this boy. It is totally and completely inappropriate. Is it criminal? No. Does it risk prejudicing the integrity of our already delicate electoral process? Yes. Good morning, caller.
Yes, I was holding on.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Green.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you are being exploited subliminally. And this will...
Possibly. Last caller, and then we're making a transition. Possibly. You, Lila Green is be whispering all kinds of things in my head. Yeah? Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Yeah. Aaron, I would call her mother because I grew up as a child knowing her as Mother Pratt. But these new names that came that I heard people calling themselves as in my adult life, no, I ain't calling no one no papa because that's something you said that your grandson started for you. I ain't calling no one daddy. Because I never had that opportunity to call my own daddy.
You know,
he died when I was very, very young. So I'm not into that. But Aaron, like I say, on a more heavier note, we know the courts have already established precedent. What they does in respect to jurors who know the accused or the defendant. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
The courts, they do it every day. They recruit those people, ask them, but the politicians, that's how they do it. They want to carry us down this quagmire nonsense, you know. But they know if this matter were to go to court, the court would ask the gentleman to recuse himself. But they're just politicians, and they don't really respect us globally and how stupid we look as a country. You know, it's just at the end, I guess, justify the means, whatever the end is.
I think it's a profound misconception about who owns the electoral process. I really think, like, it's not malfeasance, right? Like, they just caught up in their own culture so much that they can't overstand the situation, right? See, there are people who are not parts of political parties who vote because it's a sacred process. I don't have to have an affiliation to a political party to vote, right? So we don't just rely on those who are in the, like, with proximity to it, man. As a FNM, I comfortable. As a PLP, I comfortable. That's not sufficient. Let's go to the phone line. Now, you may have noticed that a number of calls have been cut because I'm uncertain of what people are going to continue to say. Please let us measure our words. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Yeah, well, this Dennis the Q.
Yes, sir.
My sir bouquet is wife and papa and my niece and nephew them. Call me Uncle Danny Rice.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you should ask Anton what he just called him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because on one of your former hosts of the show, I called him Funky one day. He told me I can't call him that.
Would you call him Conky?
Funky, man.
Oh, Funky. Okay, I got you.
I, if you check the meaning of the word Funky, it means frighteningly, cowardly. You know?
No, man, not F-U-N-K-Y?
Okay, yeah, Google it.
I can Google it.
Yes, yeah, and panically. Like, how you want, when he break off running from...
From the questioning.
My friend Belinda Wilson, I'm not a day. I call him Wonky, you see?
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Like, see, for many people... The term is innocuous. It's innocent. It has no negative anything attached to it. But there are examples in our history, both modern and not so modern, that show us that the predominant use of this word is to describe a relationship with a power imbalance, where the person called daddy have the power. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning. And then I want to read this article. PM refuses apology, says food program still under police probe. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you. I am calling from St. Vincent.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. I was only inquiring if there were any findings on the accident in Panama of a teen who died from the fall.
Okay. All right. I have not seen any follow-up in the media, in the papers, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. What I will do is I will research that and try to bring that back for Monday's show, hey? And maybe if I'm in my second break, maybe I'll have an opportunity to search it.
Okay, thank you. That'd be nice.
Now, sir, you calling all the way from St. Vincent?
Yes.
Listen,
I had two sons on the team.
Ah.
The robotics team.
Okay, yes, sir.
Yes, it meant a lot to me.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir, for that.
Yes, indeed. What time does your show begin?
It begins at 10. I'm sitting in for Mr. Newry today. So on Monday at 10, I'm going to try and put it at the top of the hour.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Before you go, I know we're talking about a bit of a tragic situation. How St. Vincent fared post-Melissa? Any damage at all?
Melissa?
Yeah, the storm, the hurricane.
No, Melissa is a stranger to us.
I got you. It
just passed through as a storm, just a normal tropical storm.
Okay.
It didn't do us anything.
It didn't gain strength until after it passed you guys. Okay.
Exactly.
Now, I had another question for you, but I got to let you go. I know a goat in St. Vincent, and I talked to him in about 12 years. The goats that walk themselves to the field, that's the first time I seen that. I was in St. Vincent at a meeting, and we were on our way to our meeting site, and we watched the goats start their journey for the day. They took themselves to work and took themselves back home. I was like,
Yes, goats normally, sheep as well. They would leave the city and go home
by
themselves.
Wow. Anyway, thank you very, very much, sir. I will read up on that this weekend and see if I can get an update on the story for us.
Lovely.
And thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Blessed love. Okay, producer, if it's time to take a break, let's go to that break. You guys stay tuned. When we get back from the break, PM refuses apology, says food program still under police probe, and 81-year-old shot by police during standoff in West Bay Street home. We'll be right back.
You jump on the bike, go to the post office. Jump off the bike and buy one stamp. You put the stamp on a letter. Send a letter to the one you love.
Yeah, tell me, who do you love?
I tell you, I love nobody.
Chicago, the man, Choo-choo Plum.
Yeah, where you coming from?
Tamarind, sour, salt, and green billy.
You must see, drink me silly.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $50,000 to provide holiday meals for families in need. But we need your help. From November 3rd to December 17th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Cost Right, Fresh Markets, Eleuthera Markets, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in New Providence, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
Coconut, choo-choo plum.
Gal, where you coming from?
Tamarind, sour, salt, and green billy.
You must see, drink me silly.
You jump on the bike, go to the post office. Jump off the bike and buy one stamp.
You put the stamp on a letter.
Send a letter to the one you love.
Gal, tell me, who do you love?
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. We're going to make a transition, but before we do, I have to read this text, right? The two texts from one texter. First one says, y'all cut the lady who said the F&M wants power and then saying, hello, hello, caller, really. So let me respond to that. Did you know that I could have like three or four or five different cards lit up on the board, calls lit up one time, right? And if a call drops, I'm going to say, hey, caller, are you still there? And then, right, because sometimes the light is on, but the voice is gone, right? And then sometimes I just got to transition to the next caller. Here's the second text. Once they sound like they are PLP supporters, get cut. But if they agree with your points, they will be allowed to speak. No, that's not how it works. I don't know if you heard some of those calls just now. I was not certain where those people were going, but I got a sense, and I don't want to go there, and you don't want to go there, and nobody wants to go there on the public radio. That's it, simple. The conversation itself actually isn't that exciting. This is a basic, like, psychological, sociological, like, dynamic going on here. In a relationship where one person is called daddy, but they're not the actual daddy of the other person or stepfather or caregiver or paternal figure, right? Then that signifies a relationship with a power imbalance. And the person who has the power in that relationship is the one who is called daddy, right? Now, this is an inappropriate dynamic for young people to be perpetuating, as documented in the Global Youth Health Report, or the school report, school health report, where they identified the percentage. I think it was 14 and 22%, 14% of girls. It could have been larger, saying that they were sexually exploited, and a percentage of boys indicating that they had experienced exploitation. Right? We saw a story recently where a young man who probably identifies as gay either abandoned or kicked out of the home, found security and solace with an older man. And in the case, some of the testimony given, the young man says, essentially, he suggested that I need to be intimate, right, with him for a place to stay. That's exploitation. And it's typically the one who's called daddy is the one who has the power to exploit. That's why it's inappropriate for the prime minister and public officers to be using that type of language just generally, but specifically in reference to the electoral process. It's completely and wholly inappropriate. Is it criminal? No. Is it problematic? Very. That's it. That's it. The saying about, no, I don't like PLPs and I only let F&Ms talk, it have nothing to do with that. Nothing. Let me take one more call and then we're going to transition, because this headline, these two headlines are like, woo! Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Delighted to see that you would take this topic, Aaron. And I've been having mixed, when I say mixed views on it, in terms of whether it even makes sense to have to share an opinion on it, because it seems like in our country, whatever buck up goes, and in a sense where we have the leader of our country almost kind of okaying this kind of behavior, is ludicrous. And it's hard for us as a country to address things and seem non-political versus if someone says, I don't agree with this, or that means using F&M versus someone else who says, you don't agree with it because you ain't no PLP or all PLPs can agree with it. When will we come to a place in our country where things that just don't make sense, whether we're F&M, PLP, or anything, say, hey, this don't make no sense. So when I heard you just now say, we should not have public officials in the execution of their duties referring to their superiors as their daddy and papa, even if it was political error, and I asked myself, have I ever witnessed anyone during the tenure of any of the Huberts, whether it was Ingram or Minnis, in the execution of their public office and their duties, refer to him who we affectionately call Papa still as Papa? No. And so we got to come to a place at some point where there has to be some standard, man,
Yeah.
From we the people, whether we're FNM, PLP, or anything. And so, Aaron, I commend you for even addressing this issue. And no, I don't think public officials, you could call anybody anything you want to call them.
Yeah.
Anything. Daddy is synonymous all around the world in many different facets, but not in the execution of your duties.
I get you. Yeah. I appreciate the critique. I appreciate the critique in the execution of your duties and in this particular case the electoral cycle. Producer, let's take that call. Another call just popped on the board. Good morning, caller. Hi, good morning, caller.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, Aaron, it's Nico Moscow. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How you do?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to call in and commend you for this. This is a very serious problem, and you have eloquently and precisely addressed the matter. And what the Bahamian people have to understand with matters of that is occurring with this, the recusal of this particular gentleman is the right thing to do. And it has nothing to do with family connection or otherwise. It's a matter of the relationship with an individual. And moreover, judges do this, be it family members or individuals that have a closer relationship with them, because it's the matter of perceived conflict and conflict. Now, we have both of these in play at the moment. So having said that, the Minister of National Security made a statement in regard to what are we supposed to do? It's such a small country. Are we supposed to check everybody's genealogy and the like? It's relationships and how close that relationship is that that could be an influence. Mm-hmm. Having said that, if the judges do it, and because of the electoral process being at what it is, it's highly, highly important to the country as a whole, and therefore the standard in which individuals are in fact elected or put in that position, the same application that the judicial system applies should be applied in these instances.
Thank you. Thank you very much, caller. I feel people like, hey, Aaron, you're not entertaining other people's positions. We're talking about the election. This is something slightly different than your normal government process, right? And the whole point is to prevent, right? We don't deal with it after the fact. How do we prevent conflicts of interest from diminishing the integrity of our most important systems? In a small island developing state where conflicts of interest cannot be avoided, we don't just throw our hands up and say, well, it is what it is, it's a small place. We maintain, and we operate mechanisms to manage conflicts of interest. That's it. And so some public officials should act like judges ought to act, right? When you look at the general orders and you look at the provisions related to sort of elections in politics, the three tiers of workers and the most senior tier of worker, they have the strictest rules around what they can say, whether they can expose their political affiliation or not, whether they can participate in party political processes, right? There are rules already established, like the callers have said, the culture's already established. The question is, why would the prime minister not sort of clue in on that? I could tell you what the answer is. The answer is actually very simple. Bahamas Constitution, Part 5, Article 73, 1A. That's where the answer sits. Let's go to this headline. PM refuses apology, says food program still under police probe. Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis says the Minister Administration's National Food Distribution Task Force remains under police investigation and has refused to apologize to non-governmental organizations despite an Auditor General's report. finding no misuse of public funds. Mr. Davis told reporters yesterday that the Auditor General's review was not, in his view, quote, an audit of the propriety of the distribution of those funds, close quotes. Quote, I will respond at the appropriate time, close quotes, he said. I just want to say, what if the appropriate time is now? I'm just asking. We continue from the article, quote, the matter is still under police investigation and I'll await that. I don't want to say anything that will compromise that, close quotes. Remember when we were talking about this several weeks ago and this was not the audit that was published was not like a financial audit. It was a different type of audit. I wish Prime Minister, why you didn't say this when they released the first document? If you had said this when they released the first document, let's continue reading from the article. The Tribune asked Police Commissioner Shanta Knowles whether the investigation is still active but received no response up to press time. Former Prime Minister Hubert Minnis said he intends to address the matter in the House of Assembly. Task Force Chair Susan Lawson said last month that the government's accusations caused lasting damage to volunteers and charities that gave their time and resources in good faith. She also condemned what she called her, quote, wrongful arrest, close quotes, recalling how four plainclothes officers came to her home claiming to be from a special investigative unit and told her she was being arrested for fraud without showing identification. Wow. See, I don't think we... Call, I come in right now. I don't think we even understand if the allegations are true, what a breach that is. Good morning, caller.
Good morning again, Aaron.
Good morning.
How much money they was questioning with the food thing?
I can't remember. That's far too much money for me to even remember.
Well, ain't got nobody investigating that $7 million from Mount Moriah MP.
You mean it may be, are you ref? See, okay, pause. See, callers, that's it right there. I've had a number of texts that suggested that there's some bias going on here against PLPs in particular with the earlier conversation. I actually think the gentleman was talking about the $7 million budget overrun in the Beaches and Parks Authority that was managed by the MP for Mount Moriah, right? See, that's why I have to cut the calls. Because if that's what you're referencing, why would you say it like that? I have to be cautious, and I got to cut the call, right? Because what if that's not what you meant? And then everybody can get sued. When it turns out what you meant was the Prime Minister should address the $7 million budget overrun in Beaches and Parks chaired by the MP for Mount Moriah. The budget overrun that was assessed before the end of the year, meaning that they still had several months to go already having gone $7 million over the budget. See, caller, I cut you because I didn't know what you were saying and partially because you said it so weirdly. And that's a part of what I mean when I say measure your words. It's not just what you say, but how you say it that may be interpreted as an attempt to slander, defame, or lie, right? Or to spread libelous information. That's what it is, okay? When I started this show, I tell the producer, keep your finger on the mute button for me, just in case you think I am going beyond the journalistic standards upheld by this station. Right? That's how I started my show. Letting them know that I rely on their authority as the producer to provide oversight for what is said on the airwaves while they controlling the board. That's the same thing I'm asking these public officers and the Prime Minister to do. To measure your words. And then to identify the people around you whose job it is to help you measure your speech and moderate your speech and measure what it is that you're saying. We got to call the producer. Are we all out of time? Ah, boy, we are all out of time. That music's going to start playing soon. So I'm going to read from the second article in the last couple of minutes before we leave the show. And go to The Guardian. 81-year-old shot by police during standoff in West Bay Street home. Police shot an 81-year-old man in his Western New Providence home during a shootout on Thursday morning, police said. A shootout? The Nassau Guardian understands that the victim was who survived the shooting is prominent businessman Al Colley, who once owned the Zoo nightclub. The Anti-Gang and Firearms Investigation Task Force attempted to execute a search warrant at a home on West Bay Street shortly before 1 a.m., police said. Police suspected illegal drugs and firearms were at the home. Quote, acting on intelligence, officers approached a two-story white residence and informed a female occupant of the warrant. Close quotes, police said. You hear the music playing? I'm getting a few more sentences in. Pick up a copy of today's Nassau Guardian. Here's some more headlines. David says FNM would undo PLP's work. We could just get rid of stop, review, cancel, you know. Let's just get rid of it as a whole. Another headline, I won't disappear after election. Work to soon start on Long Island Airport. BPL CEO, transformative hybrid microgrid project in the works for Long Island. PM touts energy reform agenda at summit. You guys, check out the Ministry of Energy and Transport's pages on Facebook and their website for links to see if they're going live from the energy reform energy summit taking place over starting Wednesday into Thursday and Friday. Oh, the headlines are thick for a Friday. Very thick. Y'all check it out. Daddy, Davis says guardrails are in place to protect the election process. We're all out of time. You guys have a wonderful day. I'm going to see if I could catch me a boat. See what Neri doing in Long Island. I can check out this beach. You guys have a great day.